This is the True Faith Podcast. This is the 2016-17 Newcastle United quiz. Plenty of people being in touch through the season asking when we're going to do the next quiz. So here it is. Play along at home and get in touch with your made-up answers and delusions of grandeur. 20 out of 20 and stuff. Well, I know you're cheaters. But seriously, do get in touch. Let us know how you did. This is the last official podcast of the 16-17 season. So thanks everybody who's been with us all the way. We've nearly doubled our listenership, despite Newcastle being in the second division. So it's been fantastic. And thanks for all the recent positive five-star reviews on iTunes. Monday, the next documentary will be out. Still no cues on what it's about, but it will be entitled Rescue. So, you know, keep a lookout for clues on Twitter and Facebook and pictures that we've been posting. There's going to be a lot of match footage or match audio in this one, which Mark Corby, who is with us tonight to do the quiz, has kindly provided from his Facebook page. So have a listen, and I'll be speaking to you before then, and I suppose we may as well crack on with the quiz.
It's hardly been a well-kept secret, the topic of this.
Has it?
Well, I'll not say anything, I'll just have but no.
Right, yeah, so tonight, that was just Michael Carlin, who was here. We're doing this in Lowfell live. First new location for the podcast, south of the Tyne. We've got also joined on the line by podcast regulars in different forms and True Faith contributors. We've got Mark, Corby, Norman and Tom. So lads, it's a pleasure to have you. The format of the quiz is going to be, we're each going to ask around each five questions each on the 16-17 season. We'll all be playing along, answering each other's questions, and at the end we'll have a winner. So, Mickey, is that enough information for the listeners?
I think
so. Crack on. Okay, well, without further ado, there's one for you, Mick, from the past. Each round is on a specific genre or you know, separate round topics. This first round, I would like to know, lads, and everyone listening, which managers said the following quotes. So I'm going to give you five quotes about Newcastle from opposition managers, and I need you to write down the full name of the manager who said it. That makes sense, lads, on the phone?
Yeah, no.
Spot on. Here we go. Right, okay, number one. Who said this? Did Newcastle miss Jonjo Shelvey? That's a question you'll have to ask Rafa Benitez, the Portuguese stated, as reported by the Chronicle. If they miss one player, that's not good for them. Do I need to read it again?
Yes. No, no.
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 Okay, lads, number two.
Can I just write his surname, because I can't remember what his first name is.
Yes, he can. Number two, I think Brighton are the best team in the league, lol. Newcastle have the strongest and biggest squad, and it's a blessing they're going up, because you don't want them in the Championship for too long. Do I need to read it again?
No, I don't know the answer, though.
Number three, to be fair, it, brackets Newcastle, feels like one of the easiest games. It is against the top of the table side. And if you play as blank, because that's the team name, all together, we know where we come from and how humble we are. There is only real excitement and no expectation on us. So which manager said that, played down playing Newcastle, and said there was no pressure on his side?
Can I just write the team if I don't know the manager's name?
You'll not get any points, but you can write it.
Half a point.
Well, we'll come to that. Number four, we had to be patient to play wide and to deliver a lot of crosses. We respected the plan and we had absolute patience until the end. That was number four.
It's hard, this.
It's supposed to be hard, Maggie. There's clues in each quote about the game. There's clues in each quote about the game. And number five, finally, it's the referee's call. But I know as an ex-player that when you've been yellow carded and you raise your studs, you're in danger no matter what league or division you are in. Who was that complaining about a referee's call? Lads, do I need to say any of them again?
If you don't mind us reading through them, I'll have a think, like.
Say that again, sorry?
Yeah, if you don't mind just going through them quickly, that's what I'm thinking.
I've got
three out of the five.
I'll go again. Number one. Did Newcastle miss Jonjo Shelvey? That's a question you'll have to ask Rafa Benitez, the Portuguese stated, as reported by the Chronicle. If they miss one player, that's not good for them. Number two. I think Brighton are the best team in the league. Newcastle have the strongest and biggest squad, and it's a blessing they're going up, because you don't want them in the Championship for too long. Question three. To be fair, it feels like one of the easiest games. It is against the top of the table, Newcastle United. If you play as blank team name, all together we know where we come from and how humble we are. There is only real excitement and no real expectation for us. Number four. We had to be patient, to play wide and to deliver a lot of crosses. We respected the plan and we had a lot of patience. We had absolute patience until the end. Number five. It's the referee's call, but I know as an ex-player, when you've been yellow carded and you raise your studs, you're in danger no matter what league or division you were in. Sorted, lads?
Oh, say the last one, sorry. I was reading my questions.
It's the referee's call, but I know as an ex-player, when you've been yellow carded and you raise your studs, you're in danger no matter what league or division you were in.
Oh, right. I'm just trying to think of manager, like championship managers' names now. fuck's sake. Will I swear on this one?
Yes, you're allowed. Is there ever been a podcast? I suppose the radio show. No, we did.
Yeah. You notice that Facebook is about doing another radio show, by the way?
Yes. But you might be listening, so...
I wasn't going to be briefing on it.
Right. Can we move on to Mark's round?
Yeah.
Mark, what have you got for us? Question 6 to 10.
Yeah, I haven't went for a specific subject. It's more... basically, I'm looking for a number for every question. It only makes sense when I ask them. It's more of a miscellaneous round than the whole season. Okay, I'll start with the first one. In all competitions, how many times did Newcastle score 4 or more goals last season?
That's a question for Dodds, because he'll remember the games.
Well, that's the point.
it's all about good guesswork, isn't it?
So, in all competitions, how many times did Newcastle score 4 or more goals last season?
Okay.
Question 2. How many clean sheets did Newcastle keep in the 53 games played in all competitions? How many clean sheets did Newcastle keep in the 53 games played in all competitions?
I could be on 9 out of 7, yeah. I wish I was better.
It's going to be easy for Alex because he stops up every game.
And I know everything. Like.
It's a tough one. That the four. Oh. And that's 53 games. So that's league and cup as well. So
all competitions.
Yeah, league and cup. So the third question. What was the longest run of games Newcastle went without winning? So in all competitions, what was the longest run of games Newcastle went without winning?
No, that's a stupid answer.
So, if you're happy, I'll move on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a tough one, this, so I'll give a half a point if you get one number out. Out of the 53 games played, how many did Newcastle not pick up a booking in?
Oh, right.
So, out of the 53 games played, how many did Newcastle not get a booking in?
Go with your gut.
I'll give a half a point if you just one off. Because I think that's quite hard.
Yeah, it is.
But if you think about it, you're more likely to get booking these days than that, aren't you? So.
Oh, definitely, but...
Oh, I can see your answers.
So the final question for me, lads. And I'll give a bonus point if you manage to name the players. On the first day of the season, we played Fulham. How many of the 14 players who got on the pitch also played in the final game against Barnsley? So, out of the 14 players who featured against Fulham, started or come on as a sub, on the opening day, how many also featured in the final game against Barnsley. If you're topping up their names now as you're going along, I'll give a bonus point if that's okay with Alex. If you manage to get them all.
But nobody's going to get them all. Maybe it's Darcy.
You managed to get the names of the players, an extra point.
Well, I go for it.
Just the 1 point.
Well, you let me either know what you're doing, don't you?
This will be, you'll have to give a minute here, Mark and listeners, to write these down, get the players.
Does anyone need us to go through any of them again?
I don't think so, we just need a bit of time. If someone could talk about Newcastle while we think, just to keep the listeners entertained.
Well, we've got a couple of nice bridges. There's the castle. I find, by the way, I don't know about yous, but I'm not gutted that it's the summer this year. I'm just quietly content that we've had a mint year, and I'm kind of not happy that we've got a bit of time off, but I'm happy that Newcastle aren't playing any games so we can focus on buying players and improving the squad, and that's the first time I've ever been sort of pleased that it's not the footy season.
I was in Belgrade this time last year for my wedding anniversary, and it was the 3 or 4 days in which Rafa Nasi was supposedly talking, and I was with my wife in Belgrade, and we had a brilliant time, but all I could think about was Rafa signing this contract. I went out on the last night that he signed was like the day we were supposed to go home, and we basically went out and I drank a pitcher of cocktail, and we ended up paying for a new flight and staying another night at the hotel because I got absolutely steaming. I'm not saying there's a correlation between Rafa signing and me getting steaming drunk, but you know, there might be something in there.
So there was the scored 4 or more question, the clean sheet question. Question number 8 was, what was question 8, Mark?
Ooh, I've just realised I got one of them.
Sorry, your question 3, Mark?
Yeah, question 3 was, what was the longest run of games Newcastle went without winning? Not in all competitions.
Right.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Ready, right. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to try to keep things interesting. We're going to go through the answers to the first 2 rounds.
Cool.
Before we move on. So I'll kick it off.
No cheating, mind, lads.
Oh, we'll trust the lads implicitly. So I'll go through them again, and then I'll come to individual people for answers and see what we've got. So number 1, did Newcastle miss John Joe Shelby? That's a question you'll have to ask Rafa Benitez, the Portuguese, stated as reported by the Chronicle. If they miss one player, that's not good for them. Mickey?
I went with the Hull manager, Silva.
Incorrect, because he did not face Newcastle this season. And Shelby played against Hull, so you're way off.
Anyone
get this one?
Carlos Carvajal?
Correct, Carlos Carvajal. That is the point, and he said that when asked after the beaters on Boxing Day 1-0, do you think Newcastle suffered from the absence of John Joe Shelby? And he basically trying to make the point, well, if they're only missing one player, they've got problems. You've got problems, Carlos.
Don't come to me on any more, because I've not got the
Did anyone... So did... Tom, did you get that one?
No, I'm not really
out. Right. Okay. Number 2. I think Brighton are the best team in the league. Newcastle have the strongest and biggest squad, and it's a blessing they're going up, because you don't want them in the Championship for too long. Norman, did you get this one?
Was that the name, was it, Alex?
Norman. Did Norman get this one?
I'm going to go with Gary Monk.
Nah, it was Neil Warnock after...
Yes, Mickey! Yeah.
After the 2-0 win there the other week, that's why I thought you might have got this one, Norm.
No, can I say something? I swear to you, I've got number 2 written down, Neil Warnock, and I've just bottled it at the last second, said Gary Monk.
That's bollocks, aren't they?
You're not getting a point.
No, he's having a fight for that.
All right, send it to the panel afterwards, and we'll go through it.
Is it?
Right, number 3. We'll let the listeners decide if anyone thinks that Norman deserves question 2 despite being asked what his answer was, given the wrong answer.
I've got photographic evidence here, and that's all I'm seeing.
Right. Question 3. To be fair, it feels like one of the easiest games. It is against the top of the table, Newcastle United. If you play as blank all together. We know where we come from and how humble we are. Humble we are. Anyone get this one?
It was a Burton manager, but I don't know his name.
Wasn't a Burton manager. Incorrect. Tom?
I totally guessed it, Wagner. Totally guessed.
Spot on. Dave Wagner before the 3-1 at Huddersfield. David Wagner trying to take the pressure off Huddersfield by saying it's one of the easiest games of their season because there was no pressure. He was wrong.
He did.
Aye. Okay, number four. This is an obvious one. We had to be patient to play wide to deliver a lot of crosses. We respected the plan and we had absolute patience until the end.
Had to be mugged, didn't it?
Right, I know this one. Forest coach.
Yes.
Don't know his name, though.
Philip Montagnier.
Oh, was it?
Philip Montagnier
is the answer. Nottingham Forest 2, Newcastle United 1. Probably the only time I've ever walked out of a ground getting beat, being happy, because I was so proud of the lads and the performance they put in.
Still annoyed about that.
Did you get it wrong?
Oh yeah, I got it wrong.
Did you put Gary Monk for every answer?
I put Gary Monk once.
Did you? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I put Chris Hughton for some reason.
Chris Hughton, right.
Yeah. I just thought of when you mentioned the late, the dinner idol was late. I just had that in my head.
Yeah. Fair enough.
When did the Forest score the winner then? Was it late on?
It was 86 minutes.
Was it?
Devastating. That was the longest, like, I was with Ben in the ground and you like looked at the clock because there's a scoreboard at Forest and you'd think it would be like, it'd been like 10 minutes and it'd been like 8 seconds. That was such a long second half because obviously we didn't have the ball at all. Right, number five. It's the ref. This is an easy one as well. It's the referee's call, but I know as an ex-player when you've been yellow carded and you raise your studs, you're in danger no matter what league or division you were in. Tom?
I had a guess at Gary Monk. Me too.
Both wrong. Norman?
Oh, fuck. I've got Gary Monk.
I put Gary Rowett.
Gary Rowett. Obviously it was Paul Lambert talking about Alexander Mitrovic.
Oh, yeah.
Against Wolves when he was on a booking and went in studs high, like shin knee height on the keeper. He got a goal. That was his last goal for Newcastle. Could prove to be his last ever. 19 appearances ago or something mental like that.
Yeah. It was. He definitely should have been sent off, by the way.
No, of course. Sorry?
Oh,
if he scores next week for Serbia, it definitely counts for Newcastle. right, lads. Mickey, what did you get out of five?
I got one.
Poor start from
Mickey. I'm pleased with one, to be fair. That's hard, that.
Mickey, one. Mark?
One.
Yes!
Norman?
Well, I have to say one because I polished up on number two, didn't I?
Yes, you did. One. And Tom?
Two.
Two? Oh, right. Wow.
I got polished up at the start.
And what was the other one you got?
In the Forest. Well, I can't give myself that one, can I? Because I didn't get you.
I needed the name.
I reckon half a point for that. That's all right.
Like, what is one out of five, then?
Give him half a point.
Nah, I've got it. I had to.
No.
Nah, sorry.
That's outrageous.
One. So it's all tied at one. Unlucky, Tom. All tied at one apiece, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's you, isn't it?
Just press that, will you? Just so we make sure it's still recording. Mark, can you take us through your questions and answers, please?
Yeah, I think we just. The Vitality is just having to shout a quick number. I'll just quickly read the question again and everyone just gives us that number, then it'll be easy to know who's cheating on us. So the first one was how many times did Newcastle score 4 or more goals? So if anyone just wants to tell us what they've got.
I went seven as well.
Five.
Seven.
So there's a couple of sevens and a five, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the answer was seven.
Get
Fox, I was going to put seven.
Why didn't you?
Against Reading, Norwich, Birmingham, Rotherham and Preston. Then we've got 6 against QPR and Preston in the Cup. So well done, lads. If you got 7.
Rafa's defensive, Mark's there.
Oh, without a doubt. Right, how many clean sheets did we keep in the 53 games?
11.
24.
20.
Yeah, close. It was 22.
Oh!
22 clean sheets. Tremendous, really.
That's unbelievable.
19 in the league and 3 in the cup.
Oh, I was still mad.
It was still less than, I think, last promotion campaign, though, by one, I think.
Right.
So people like wrap off of that. So, third question. What was the longest run of games Newcastle went without winning?
Four.
Three.
Yeah. If you got 3, it was correct. If happened on three occasions. Obviously, you've got the defeats at Blackburn, Hull in the Cup, and Forest. We drew at Derby, got beat off Fulham, and then drew it away to Birmingham. And then towards the end of the season there, Sheffield away, Leeds home, Ipswich, got beat. So, yeah, three occasions, we didn't win three games. Well done. Yeah, out of the 53 games, how many did Newcastle not pick up a booking? And I said I would give a half a point if you were just one number out.
I went zero.
Zero. Right, I didn't get any of that.
No, Norman first.
Nine.
Tom?
Rich?
I went zero, Mickey.
18.
Well, it was eight. Oh. So half a point for the lad who got, who said eight. Sorry, nine. Was it Tom?
No,
Norman. Norman, sorry.
Well, I said 18, so it's close.
Yeah. So it was eight. Eight games we never got a booking. So half a point for who got nine. And then the last one, out of the 14 players who played against Fulham on the opening day, how many also featured in the final game? And there was a bonus point if you could name them, but there you go. So how many were going for, lads?
Nine
from Miggy, I went six. Norman?
Eight.
And Tom?
Eight from me now.
Eight.
Well, Alex is right, it was six. Do you want to name them, Alex?
Shut up, man.
Dummett, Hayden, Callback, Shelby, Perez and Gale.
Brilliant, mate. Good. Get 2 points.
Thank you.
Did I need enough playing both?
He didn't come off the bench against Barnsley.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right.
Aye. Right. Okay, so that round I got one, two, I got four with me bonus points. Crucial. Mickey? Yeah.
None.
Zero for Mick. Norman?
2.5.
2.5. And Tom?
One for me.
One. So after two rounds, a bit unfortunate on Mark here because obviously he's me and Mark have only played one each, but I've got four, Mickey's got one, Mark's got one, Norman's got 3.5, and Tom's got 2. So still all to play for. 23 minutes in.
I feel like I'm out.
Ah, you never know, Mickey. There's plenty of questions to go.
People aren't getting any points of mine, like my own, like.
Right. Who did I say would go next? Norman, can we have your 5, please? Question 11 to 15.
So, what I've got is I've got three results for each question. I'm going to give you the middle result. And what I want is the teams we played before and after this particular result.
So, is it one result per question?
One result per question. So, the team we played before and after as a result of that game. So, I'll give you an example. We played Brighton away, beat them 2-1. The game we played before that was Bristol at home, 2 each, and Huddersfield away, 3-1. So if I said Brighton away, then you would have answered Bristol at home, Huddersfield away.
Oh, you don't need the right scores.
Well, I mean, you know what? Put the right scores down, I reckon.
Right, no problem.
Well, I'm going to get none. Like.
Okay, take it away.
Right, so Derby County away, we won 2-0. Who did we play before? And after that, and what were the scores?
I couldn't even tell you the month.
Is this including cup or is it just the league?
Oh, I've just left league games. That's all league games.
Yeah, that's spot on there. I still not get it.
Oh my God.
It seems a very long time ago now, that but...
Cheers, Norman. Thanks. Next.
Ready for one?
Yep.
Norwich home, 4-3. Who did you play before and after, and what were the scores?
I'm ready to move on. What about you, lads? Are you ready, Norman, for the next one?
It's Cardiff City. Yeah. We won 2-1.
Whoa. That's a hard one.
The answers are in there, lads. They're in there somewhere.
What was that corner for him, 2-1? What was it?
Right. Okay, lads.
Yeah.
Wigan away, 2-0.
Did you go to Wigan this year?
I did go to Wigan.
No,
no, I didn't come.
Terrible away again, Wigan.
Well, 1-2-0, that was canny. Wait, that's just muddled my previous answer.
I'm literally not even writing an answer down for these questions. I just don't know it.
Okay, Norm.
And the last one is Wolves away, 1-0. Mitrovic scored.
Guess. Put some teams down, you might get half points.
Absolutely.
Mickey hasn't answered a single question here.
None. I got nothing.
You drink it, James, by any chance, Mickey?
So it looks like it, doesn't it?
He's moved south of the town. He's a Sunderland fan now. Sorry, Mark. Just joking. And
Mickey? That's not on that.
Reese, does anyone need him to do any more? Ask them again.
I'm getting two or three of them, so I think I've never had some of the teams, just not they may be the wrong way around, and whether you still get the points.
I reckon another half point in the result.
Yeah. Right, so make him put some results down. We tend to win most of our games. Tom? Have you got your round for us?
Aye. First question is, how many goals were scored by headers? It's all championship as well.
Bloody hell. Did they get any easier?
I'm amazed at actually how many errors we scored. I'm just, how the hell do you know? Christ. Oh, guess.
Ready?
Yeah. All just championship.
Yeah, all the questions are championship. Yes. Not including the cups.
Say that again, please.
How many goals were scored by midfielders?
And you include Mo Diarmé as a midfielder.
He is a midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Perez though when he's been dropped.
I think some of these, Tommy, might have to give the points to the closest answer.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yep.
How many goals were scored outside of the box?
At least you can guess at these, though, not like the last one.
How would you even, what website is giving out these stats? It's incredible.
I did quite a few bit of research to get this, so I hope it's right.
All right.
I
don't get pulled up. Who will be included? Remember Dwight Gale scored from outside the box against Huddersfield, away.
He's the highest outside the box scorer. Oh, no, he's second highest.
yeah, the header.
Yeah, the header, which was outside the box. Which is why I think he let it run in without tapping. But anyway. Next one, Tom.
Right. The first answer is obvious, so I wanted to give us the second highest player for goals to 90 minutes ratio.
Goals. Is there a minimum?
What do you mean?
So if a player, I'm not even thought about it yet. But if a player made one start and scored, maybe that doesn't apply. Sorry, just ignore me.
No, does it? It matters for the amount of minutes that the players play.
Right.
Could have been Haidara if he hadn't missed on the last.
Yeah, maybe he makes a good point. If Haidara hadn't missed against Barnsley, it would have definitely been him. Who's Matt Sells? Didn't score, did he? No.
He played about 8 games, didn't he? You see that graphic doing the rounds today about how much of the season people played? Gale was 50.7% of the season.
Gale missed half the season and was still won the league.
Yeah. And he was second top scorer, wasn't he?
And a lot of his appearances in the second half of the season were like injury. Yeah. Like he wasn't fully fit either.
Yeah.
So spot. Someone sent me the other day that thought Gale would only score 6 goals next year.
Lies.
I'm sticking 20 quid on him to get 15 goals. I reckon he will.
All right.
What odds are you going to get on that?
I haven't seen the odds yet, but I reckon they'll be pretty long.
That's decent, that. I'd put money on that as well.
You'll get more than Harry Kane, I'm saying it now. Ward White.
We won't. That's ridiculous.
Tom, question 20.
Right, the nearest five, who had the most, half a point for the name and half a point for the number, but who had the most shots on target?
So name and number.
Name and number, half a point each, but I'll give you the number at the nearest five. Sorry, shots in total, not shots on target.
Right, shots in total.
Sorry.
Right.
Okay, does anyone need Tom Walt to go through them again?
No, I'm just guessing anyway, so it's no different for me.
Okay, so before we want to make these wrong, we'll do the answers here. So, Norman, if we could go back to your questions, if you could read out the question and come to one of us for an answer.
What do you get the points for here?
You get, is it... Yeah, Norman, is it half a... What do you get the points for here, Norman?
I've just realised because in theory it could be four ways to look at the answer.
So aye. We just need one point a question.
One point a question. So I reckon if you get... So let's see, if you get them... If you get the results, you get a point. If you get one, then you get half a point. But not like... We're not splitting along the teams and the results. It'll be... It has to be the team... And the result you get the answer for. So,
yeah.
The first one, for example, was Derby away. Does anyone know we played before Derby away?
I think it was Brighton, I tell you what.
I've put Derby.
Yeah, Brighton 2-0, I went.
Yeah, yep. 2-2.
And then QPR 6-0?
Yeah, that's what I went for.
That's right.
So.
So, the next one, Norwich at home 4-3. Tom? Do you know who played before and after that?
Villa 1-1 before it, and with Rotherham after, but didn't have a score.
1-0.
Yeah, bang on.
So, Tom, you would get half for that, for getting one of them.
I got it the wrong way around.
Oh.
The next one, Mark. Cardiff City at home 2-1.
Hard one, then.
I remember going to Leeds, I think it was the week after.
Yeah.
2-0. Now, I still haven't wrote anything down. I'm sure that was the start of... Hang on, it wasn't. It was the end, wasn't it? So, I'm going to guess Preston away 2-1.
What, the cracking guess?
Yeah, cracking there. I knew, obviously, it was an away game. And I was just trying to think of the month. But my new one's got Leeds. Yeah. So it's
That was the week where we played Preston before beating 6-0. It was the week in which Mitrovic cemented his place as one of Europe's...
Superb.
The next one is Mickey of our few mates. Digging away, 2-0.
Me? Oh, I've got absolutely not a clue. No idea at all.
So I went Birmingham 4-0, Burton 2-1.
Correct. And I'll come back
to
the last one then. Wolves away
1-0. I went Villa at home 2-0, Norwich away 2-2. That's wrong. Villa's wrong. Bollocks.
Derby 1-0. Oh, fuck.
That's 2-0.
That's the only... I got 4.5 points there. That's the only one I got wrong. Derby.
What was the answer to the last one, lads? Derby and...
Norwich 2-2.
How are you getting 4.5 there?
Because I know every single result of the season in order.
That's mad.
So, lads, I got 4.5 there. Mickey?
None.
Zero. Mark?
Hold on. It's 1-2. 2.5.
2.5. No, but Norman, it wasn't. Tom?
1.5.
1.5. So, bit of a lead opened up for me here. But we'll do Tom's first before I give total. So, Tom, do you want to go through your questions and answers, please?
Yeah. I'll give you the point for either side of the number.
Right.
So you can be one of
the
We scored 11 headers.
Oh, I went 13. Bollocks.
13?
Yeah, you got 13 as well.
Yeah,
19
I went
for. Went 28. Scored 101 goals?
100 goals, but that was including cup games. Not league goals.
Well, this is a championship.
Yeah.
Anyone want to take a punt at how many goals were scored by midfielders?
30.
37.
38?
Whoa. Close. 32. What was the answer?
32.
Oh, at 30. Fuck.
Sorry, lads. Just a quick question. The headers. So if you say goals are scored, like, you know, with your foot or with the head, or like a shot or a header, what was the army against Brighton? What would that be? Did it classify under?
Right foot.
Shots, yeah.
Do you want to, Tom? Just do you want to give closest for that one? Like, who got closest to the point?
I got 30. Yeah, give it to me.
Because I think Mickey got 30 there. Because it's so hard.
Gosh.
That's hard. How many goals are scored outside of the box?
17.
11.
12.
Ooh,
15.
Oh,
13. Oh.
Did you get 12?
Do I get a point for 12?
Aye.
Get in.
I went for 15.
Not as close as 12 though, Mark, unfortunately.
I didn't even get an answer.
13.
Oh, right, 13. Right, probably the hardest one, but can you name the second top player for goals to 90 minutes ratio?
Easy.
Big Darryl.
Five.
I went Murphy as well.
Right.
Get in. So it was the easiest question. We all got Murphy.
0.7.
Big Darryl, right?
Oh, sorry, I was sticking through. I didn't think I'd score five. Never mind the ratio.
Oh, you still got it, Mark. You still got it. You still knew.
I'm happy. And finally, who had the most shots and how many to the nearest five?
Is it half a point for each year?
Yeah.
Richie?
Yeah.
Richie.
Yeah.
LV?
30.
178.
90.
No. Ooh, close. Richie with 112 shots.
Oh. 2.5 for Mickey.
Quite I did alright there. I got 2.5 as well on that one. So Mick got 2.5 after two scoreless rounds.
I think you've beaten my total points in every single round.
Mark, what did you get there?
Sorry. 1.5.
1.5. Norm, did
1.
one. So, with one round to go, you'll do well. Tom has 3.5. Norman has 4.5. Mark has 5. And Mick has 3.5. And I have 11. So, be some comeback.
Well, I've lost. Haven't I? I don't even.
Mark's 6 behind me with 5 possible answers left to go, but it's still exciting. Stay tuned, Mickey. Come on, have your final round, please.
So mine's a similar theme to Dodd's, except it's somebody in the press rather than the managers who said these quotes. I'll give you a clue with some of them, because some of them are harder than others. So the first one, who said this? Which former Newcastle manager through gritted teeth said this? Benitez has done things pretty much spot on at Newcastle. He took a big group of top championship players, some of whom were there already, and his squad have seen him through. Benitez has done things pretty much spot on at Newcastle. He took a big group of top championship players, some of whom were there already, and his squad have seen him through.
That's it. Ex-Newcastle manager, by the way. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's what Mickey said.
Right. Second one is a former Premier League manager, former Cockney Premier League manager. Absolute has been. They've been under pressure all season because they're expected to go straight back up to the Premier League, but they've just hit a brick wall at the moment. I remember that quote. I don't know if anyone else will. No. A famous international pundit said, I think what Rafa has been implying is that he would love for it to be run like a football club. And that was when people were talking about whether he should stay. I think what Rafa has been implying is that he would love for it to be run like a football club. A famous international pundit.
International pundit.
International pundit. He's the only international pundit I can think of. The only pundit from another country that speaks about English football. And also speaks about football from his own country on English TV. Number 4. This one's a bit easier. The next two are a bit easier. Is it realistic? Of course it isn't. They will grow up not thinking about relegation or mid-table. There should be a Champions League club. They honestly believe that up there. Fairly recent quote. I'll say it again. Is it realistic? Of course it isn't. They will grow up not thinking about relegation or mid-table. There should be a Champions League club. They honestly believe that up there.
What a prick, whoever says.
Yeah, absolute bellend. He's a real piece of work, this lad. And then the final one, number 5. Bit of a longer quote. I said when he took over that Benitez is the sort of manager who sets teams out not to lose games instead of trying to win them, and look what happened. Did they really think if they went down that Benitez was going to stick around to get them back up? I'll say it again. I said when he took over that Benitez is the sort of manager who sets teams out not to lose games instead of trying to win them, and look what happened. Did they really think if they went down that Benitez was going to stick around to get them back up?
This is so hard because there's so many arseholes that could apply to any question. Like, oh, look at my answers, Mickey. They're just like all crossed out because I've got the same people for like every answer.
Number. On
5.
On 5.
What sort of period of the season was it?
That was at the end of last. You know what? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it will be the end of last season.
I think it was the end of last season. He's often on Sky Sports News for number 5.
Well, there's like 25 clicks on Sky Sports News, isn't there? They don't like your full stop, so...
Where's he from?
Yeah.
He's got links to a club that we fucking absolutely hate.
So, Villa.
I think I've got him now.
Oh, I don't. Links to Villa. Oh! It's killing us.
Which just makes it even worse that he's such a cunt about him. He's very, very pro-Villa as well. A couple of times this season he's been very pro-Villa and he's been completely wrong because they're fucking shit.
Right. Sorry, Norm?
Is
He might be.
Let's just say yes.
I'll read the answers out. It's like when, once you read them back out loud, you realise how much harder they are than you thought when you wrote them down. But when I was reading the quotes today on the internet, I was thinking, oh, they'll definitely get them. I remember that. But obviously you don't remember it when...
Yeah.
Anyway, so number one, Benitez has done things pretty much spot on at Newcastle, was Alan Pardew.
Oh, Souness.
The second one, the washed up has been from down south, who said they've been under pressure all season, but they've just hit a brick wall at the moment, was Alan Kirbishley.
Oh.
Who bizarrely still gets airtime.
When Redknapp.
Yeah. Number three, I think what Rafa's been implying is that he would love for it to be run like a football club, was Guillaume Balag, if that's how you say it.
Guillaume Balaguer. Yeah,
Guillaume
Balaguer.
Who is the only one of the five.
A second. How are we doing so far, lads? Bit of suspense here for second place. Anyone on three? None. Right.
Number four. Is it realistic? Of course it isn't. Blah, blah, blah. They honestly believe that up there. It's Craig Bellamy.
Oh, I crossed him out when Sherwood.
When he was talking to Sherwood, yeah. Fucking arsehole.
That's frustrating.
Arsehole. And then, did they really think if they went down that Benitez was going to stick around to get them back up?
Mason.
Paul Mason.
Yeah, get in.
Yeah,
Mason. Fucking Mason.
What an absolutely ridiculous set of quotes from people paid to talk about Newcastle United. Newcastle United, whose best striker, played 50% of the season. What a bunch of pricks, eh?
The only person out of those five that said anything positive was Pard.
Yeah.
Would you believe that?
That's Mason out. I had Mason crossed it out, put Cotty Moore. Was the Aston Villa thing I threw is I forgot that Toothless Cokehead actually played for Villa for a while, didn't he?
I was going to say he had a drink and drug problem, but I thought it might be a bit obvious because Sky Sports News is only really him, isn't it? That's like,
yeah,
that's obviously off his fucking tits.
Right, I got two there. Mick got none, obviously, because he's asking questions. Mark?
Three.
Well done. Norman?
Two.
And Tom?
Two.
Strong round at the end there from the lads. So, final score. How good is me maths? In reverse order, we have Mickey. Well done. Thanks for coming. With 3.5 out of 20, or 21. 20 out of 20. Bonus point for Mark's own. So, Mickey, thanks. Then we have Tom with 5.5. In second last, or fourth top, however you want to look at it. Champions League qualification. Then we'll have Norman, with 6.5. Cheers, Norman. Third place, automatic qualification. And then Mark in second with 8. And then I got 13. So, you know, you're welcome, lads.
But you got 5 points out of that, buddy. Before and after results.
Yeah, Norman, your round did me a massive favour, I'll not lie.
The Dodds all over that round.
You're welcome.
Cheers, yeah. Like, it's easy when you go to every match, pretty much, to remember them. And what happens. But I hope everyone listening enjoyed that. It was something different. I hope you all did as badly as everyone else did here. 13's not even a good score, really. Out of 20.
If anyone can let me know that they did worse than me, it'll make us feel a bit better. But I'm pretty good.
So listen out, Monday, 5:00, Rescue is released. I hope everybody enjoys it as much as they did Atmosphere. You know, retweet it, tell your mates, tell everyone to listen to it. It's like basically I've been on it all week editing. So it's only kind of worth it when, you know, the volume of people enjoy it, enjoyed Atmosphere. So this is it for the 2016-17 True Faith podcast season. It's been emotional. It's been class, to be honest with you. Yes. Couple of rants and wobbles along the way against the support, which went down both badly and terribly, depending on which side of the fence you sit on. Got a lot of positive comments and a lot of abuse. So, and I think, you know, welcome to all the new listeners who've kind of come on board this season. Let's hope we're not back to normal next season, because there's probably people listening to the podcast, Mick, who just think it's dead positive all the time. And it really wasn't like that for the first two seasons. It was just us getting really angry at John Carver and Steve McLaren.
Quite the opposite, wasn't it?
Quite the opposite. And Sunderland Football Club made we take one of them down. not that we'll remind anyone. So yeah, thanks so much. Thanks very much for all your support. And thanks to the lads tonight, Mickey, Mark, Norman and Tom, for joining us. And we will be back with you probably for a couple of specials through the summer, but as yet undecided and untimed. We don't take notice of transfer bollocks and stuff like that, so that's not our cup of tea.
Unless we sign anyone really, really good.
Obviously, no, yeah, but if we sign players, we'll talk about them, but we're not going to speculate. I hate transfer crack. I wish all transfers had to be done behind closed doors. Yeah, you weren't, like, it was illegal to talk about them.
And then all released at the same time.
Yeah, you just had to present your team, like, on a certain date, a squad list, and then we'd see who would sign. But anyway, I'm
round. How much suspense it would be for that day. Class. It would be unreal, wouldn't it?
You could charge tickets to go to the ground to see the squad photo. Right, enough. Right, thanks, lads. And thanks, Mickey. Do you want to stop the recording? We will be back with you definitely next season. Cheers.
Ta-ra.